Mercury tops 47 degrees Celsius during Sydney heat wave. The temperature in Sydney hit an almost 80-year high on January 7th of 47.3 degrees Celsius, the highest temperature seen in the New South Wales state capital since 1939, when the mercury hit 47.8 degrees Celsius. New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Catherine Byrne said the state's heatwave plan had been activated to respond to severe to extreme heat conditions. Thousands were left without power and total fire bans were put in place as officials warned of severe danger. Residents were urged to drink extra water and limit their time outdoors.
France remembers Charlie Hebdo victims. French President Emmanuel Macron led a somber tribute January 7th to the 17 victims of attacks in Paris 3 years ago that marked the first of a wave of deadly Islamist assaults in France. During the January 7th to 9th killing spree in 2015, gunmen killed reporters and illustrators at satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo, police officers and shoppers at a Jewish supermarket. The January 7th ceremony visited three sites: the former Charlie Hebdo office, a nearby site where a policewoman was shot dead, and the kosher store.
Iran bans English in elementary schools. Iran has banned the teaching of English in elementary schools, a senior education official told state television January 6th, after Islamic leaders warned that early English learning opened the way to a Western cultural invasion. Teaching English in government and non-government elementary schools in the official curriculum is against laws and regulations, said Mehdi Navid Adham, the head of the High Education Council. English lessons in Iran usually start at age 12 to 14, but some elementary schools also have English classes.